Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Make sure you guys leave a little review for us and maybe a little rate. And that's important stuff, by the way, when it comes to podcasts. It really is. So whatever you can do to help would be fantastic. All right. So we got bpscrasher@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's how you get a hold of us. And also 402-915-0962. That's the party line. Thanks for all the texts. We got a message here from Sarah. We're going to play in a second. But I do want to get the motivation out of the way. So you
got to get that rolling for Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a mystery takeout container or half-eaten chicken, rotisserie, correct?
Let's do rotisserie chicken.
You'll do rotisserie chicken. Okay, here we go.
Whatever you're going through right now, it's happening on purpose in order to forge you into the person that you were created to be, ultimately. All right? But if you quit, you will never get to be the person that you were created to be.
There you go.
I love it.
In the end, just don't quit.
That seems to be like the underlying theme, which, you know, it's good advice because there is a point sometimes in life that you just want to say uncle, right? Like you just feel like everything's piling on and, mm-hmm. and you just are like, you finally hear that little snap, just the kick. And you're like, that's it. I'm done.
I know.
Usually it's around this time of year for moms. Like at some point. Yeah. Like at some point, because of all the parties and the cookies and the wrapping and the presents and the jolly making and everything. Like there is just a point where it's like you're just standing in a bathroom closet drinking a glass of wine. Breathing through your nose.
Really? That's awful, Molly. Here's the deal. Here's the deal out of my head. It's way too easy to quit.
Okay.
I mean, let's put this in perspective. I smoked for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in my head, I was like, this is impossible to quit. And I quit cold turkey with no help. Basically, I imagined in my head as I was sitting there trying to figure out, you know, I was trying to get beneficiary information from my sister. And so I texted her so I can get her social and so I can put it in there. And as I'm sitting there, I had this vision in my head that it was I'm going to finally retire someday because a lot of people don't retire, but I'll be able to maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And my luck, if I continued to smoke. As soon as I retire, that's when I die. So I was like, I am done. There's no way I'm going to work my ass off forever.
Yeah.
And then just call it, you know, and then it just ends that way. So I put that cigarette down. I flushed the rest of them. There was probably six left and I never touched another one.
That's wild.
And I thought it was going to be hard. And I was just telling somebody about this yesterday. I was like, it was so incredibly easy.
I mean, it depends. Like you're the kind of person where it's like once you put your mind to something, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your personality, you know, where once you're like, I'm done, you're done. I mean, there's no turning back. I think that works for some people. If you have that kind of personality. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I just don't have quit. That's why I say I just don't know how to quit. I mean, I know how to quit bad
habits. Your wife's like, yep. It's exhausting. And another thing, she's like, no more things. No, no more things. Quit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to bed.
Well, hey, you're not wrong about that one.
I'm sure she has points in the day where she's hiding in a bathroom with a glass of wine breathing through her nose. And it's not the holidays. And it's not because it's married to you.
Hey, she's HR. She has seen it all. And so isn't that funny that I married an HR person?
Yeah, because you are a walking HR violation most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. So she knows how to handle me even at my worst spots.
That's so funny.
You know, so nothing escalates to something badly.
Well, and I think it needs about like so Peter and I, it's interesting. We are great together, but individually we're very different from each other.
Sure.
And that came to light this morning, actually. So I'm taking the kids in to get their annual doctor exam.
Uh-huh.
And I know that they're getting flu shots. That's going to be part of it. They don't know that. You know when they're going to find that out? On the drive to the doctor's office, because they won't have enough time to spin out about it. They'll know, it won't be blindsided. They'll have an idea, but they won't be given enough runway to really work themselves up about it, which they can do.
They don't like
now
shots.
My husband is Mr. 100% transparency. He's like freaking Boy Scout. Yeah. So I come downstairs this morning and my daughter's like, what do you mean I've got to get a flu shot today? I was like, who told you that? And he's just standing there. He's like, I just don't think that it's right not to tell them. I was like, I had every intention of telling them on the drive there. Now she's got all day to think about it. I mean, she's just going to work herself up. And he's like, well, I don't. I was like, you know what? Then you can take them next time. Matter of fact, why don't you take them this time? And you can see what it's like when you let them know that they're going to get a flu shot 6 hours before it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's like, so they don't, I take it, they don't like shots.
Who does?
Obviously. They don't mind them. They don't bother me.
No, they're little. I mean, they're still young where it like, it bothers them. You know what I mean? Like they're spooked about it. It's still kind of icky. And, you know, Peter's rationale is he's like, well, it's better than the flu. And I'm like, how is your flu shot? Oh, that's right. You haven't gotten one yet.
I already got mine. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, that I don't mind the shot for some reason. Okay. It just kind of depends. I just kind of block it out. What I don't like is when they draw blood.
Oh, yeah.
And creepy. I hate that. I just stand that. Yeah, it is very much so.
It's just weird seeing your blood on the outside of your body. It's just so unnatural that you can't help but have some kind of reaction because you're like, that's not supposed to be outside. That's inside stuff.
And it's a lot. It's a vial.
Yeah.
So I don't look. They never just take one. It's always they're taking three. And I'm like, am I going to feel okay after this? And
they're
then
like,
the other thing, the other thing I hate the worst as well is I can't stand going to the dentist and doing that picture.
Really?
Do you know what I'm talking about? They stick
they just
that
put the
thing,
stuff in your,
they stick that card or something in there and then they run around and then they take photos of the teeth. I can't have things in my mouth like that. I gag and it's such an uncomfortable, unfun deal.
Really
and I even say to him,
I
gag. I'm a gagger. That's why I couldn't do certain things, Molly. So that, and I always say
like hot dog eating contests.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, we're in like, you know, you guys need to catch up with the times. Isn't there an easier way of doing this outside of that? And they
always
they've
come a long way.
They always agree. They're like, it's still kind of primitive on that level. Okay. So we got a message from Chloe. She says, Molly, do not take mint cookies to a cookie exchange because you said you were making a mint cookie, right?
Yeah.
All right. She says everything. Now, I've never done a cookie exchange, so I'm kind of figuring it out from this email. She says everything in the container that people take home will taste, smell like mint.
Yeah.
Good and she call, said, Chloe. Yeah. And then she on the other side, she said, I've had to trim and wax my nose hairs for like 10 years. I know a lot of women that do, although not long and bushy like men's. So there you go. Chloe.
Yeah. The mint ones, she raises a good point. Like, I think if I brought the mint ones, I would put them in a separate container because they do pollute. Mint is such a strong flavor. And it's such a strong scent that she's right. It like takes over everything.
So it would pollute everyone else's cookies if they're putting all the cookies in the same deal.
Yeah. I mean, if they do like, well, I mean, we're not doing an exchange. We're just bringing cookies and like putting them out and everybody's tasting. So I just wouldn't pack my mint cookies in with my other cookies. If I brought mint, I would pack them separately so that they wouldn't be in. But I don't know if I'm going to bring mint. I might just leave them home for Declan because he's the one that wants them.
Okay,
mint is one of those things where it's not for everyone. you know?
No, it's not. I mean, I don't mind the mint thins from, from Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind them. I put them in the freezer. I think everybody else does. But I can't eat a whole lot of them. But,
I need to get...
I'll eat them all or I won't eat them at all. So, yeah. It's so anyway.
I mean, I like York peppermint patties. I love junior mints. Like when you go to the movie theater, that's really good. There is some recipe, and maybe somebody listening can email me their recipe for this. There are these like Andes mint brownies.
Oh,
like there's something around the holidays. Cause you know, during the holidays, they always sell those Andes mints. It seems like, you know, like you see more of them. It's, I mean, they're year round, but it seems like this is their time to shine. And it's got the green and the chocolate. And somebody I know growing up used to make like an Andes mint
brownie
bar. Yes. And I don't know. I know. And I really want to get the recipe. Great. So anybody listening, please bpscrasher@gmail.com. Email me because I am at a loss. Like I've gone through my old recipes, like my mom's, and I haven't found anything. So I'm still hunting. Because I thought Declan would love it. He loves brownies and he loves mint. And so I thought that would be a fun thing to do.
Now, doesn't the Olive Garden, aren't those Andes mints that they hand out?
I think they are. Yeah, the fancy ones.
So what, I remember Oliver when he was working there, him and he had for a Christmas gift. Molly, he brought me a box of mints.
Because you brought him into the office. You brought him into the studio.
There's like 5,000 of them. I guess you can just go there and buy a box from them. I think they have Olive Garden on the label even. They make it for them.
Got it. They're branded.
You know? So yeah, he brought me a whole box because I liked them.
Yeah.
But now I haven't had one since.
You're like, well, because you overdid it. And then now, I mean, especially mint. Mint is one of those flavors where it's like, if you're done, you're done. Like you can't smell it. You can't taste it. It just makes you sick to your stomach to even be near it. Yeah, you can overdo mint. That's one of those flavors that definitely gets going. Yeah.
How about like a mint chip ice cream? Can you do that?
My son loves it. We always laugh because we're like, he's a 70-year-old man in a teenager body.
Yeah.
Like he came home and he's like, hey, mom, there are these things. They're like butterscotch. And he was talking about Werther's. He likes those butterscotch like lozenge things.
Does he?
And he's got a bowl of them by his gaming deal and he just sucks on them. I'm like, I don't think anybody but my grandfather used to do that. Like seriously, like he likes like hard candy.
That's incredible. So when I told you about Wade, my brother-in-law, when he turned 50, that was one of the gag gifts I was getting him was hard candy.
Okay.
It was, and I went to Walmart. I went to Target. Molly, there must be a store called Old People. That's where they get it because I couldn't find your traditional old person candy like my grandmother had. All there was like mints and some type of butterscotch of some sort.
Walgreens. Walgreens has got you
covered.
That's
an old person store. Okay.
Totally.
All right.
But I mean, Walgreens is one of those things where, because I loved that those sour cherry, like they're almost chewy where it's they look like gumballs or whatever. Those are way too those are way too normal for him. I mean, like he's like,
are they?
Give me a butterscotch hard candy to suck on.
That's funny. He is an old man.
He's totally an old man. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think one of my favorite Declan memories was he was in kindergarten and he got to be a ring bearer in my cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get him out of the tuxedo. Like he wouldn't take it off. Like he's standing in the living room watching SpongeBob wearing a tuxedo. And
he loves it.
And was devastated to know that it was borrowed. That it was like going back. Like he's like, what do you mean? No, this is my tuxedo. And we're like, no, dude. It's like 70 kids probably worn that tuxedo. I don't want to skeeve you out because I know you've got an easy skeeve factor. And he's like, this is a used tuxedo and I don't get to keep it.
And shoes, like, Declan.
Yeah. And shoes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Those are the worst shoes ever. I know you have never worn tuxedo shoes.
No.
Oh, my God, Molly.
They don't look comfortable.
They're not. It's like putting on metal. It's like putting on like a metal shoes. It doesn't bend.
They don't have any give, right? Because they're like that patent. Yes. They're patent leather. So they're like hard and shiny and there's no give bend on them at all.
They are the worst. I can't stand them. I hate them.
And aren't they slippery? They seem like they don't have any tread on the bottom either. So everything about them is slick and hard.
Yeah, because the reason why they're slick is because when you're on that dance floor, then you run out there and you go and you slide over, and next thing you're in the middle, and then you're just shaking that moneymaker. That's the reason why they're slick, I think. They're dancing shoes. You know, well, when you think about it, you know, when you go to your black tie things, aren't people dancing?
Yeah, but not us. Yeah. Peter and I are like, time to go. Look at that.
You guys don't dance?
No. And the couples that we go with are dancers. Like, they're the kind of couples that, like, you know, because they'll, after dinner, they'll always do the auction. And then they'll wrap things up and they're like, let's start off with the first dance. Like, couples come on out and it's meant for, like, you know, everybody to basically crack the seal on dancing, but it's couples. It's not some fast song. It's some like, let's ballroom dance. Peter and I are like, one last lap at the dessert then table. That's it. And then we are gone.
Okay. So I've never been to a black tie affair ever.
Really?
I think
never?
I would shine. I would be so incredibly. I would be so much like James Bond type esque dude. Better yet, like Batman. Who's Batman? Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
I would be more like Bruce Wayne, just going from table to, you know, from person to person, holding my cocktail, and as people walk by with the trays of hors d'oeuvres, you know, like the olives with the stick in it and some bacon wrapped around it, and I would eat like that, and I would be perfect. You should take me.
Absolutely not. Not on a dare. I would be like, keep an eye. The minute you see him start getting froggy, we are out of here. Out of here. I'm always worried about, like Peter's legit. Peter's a real live grown up.
He is
a responsible human being. And then he married me. And I'm always like, I promise I'll be as good as I know how to be at these events. Yeah. The last one that we went to was for Catholic Charities and ended up talking to one of the bishops, you know, and really lovely man. And by the end, we're getting ready to go. He's like, keep an eye on this one. She's trouble.
Oh, no.
Like, the guy spent like 10 minutes with me. He's like, when's the last time you go to confession? I was like, it's been a bit, Your Eminence.
Yeah, I need to go to a black tie. I mean, those are things you get invited to. It's not something that you just show up at a random. Someone's having some black tie party down at the Joslin and I just show up. I guess I could just show up, right?
Yeah, I don't remember them really checking invitations. No, well, you do have to check in. Why? Do have to check in. Well, for several reasons. One, you need to get your table assignment. Two, you need to give them your credit card.
Well, what if I just put on mingling? Oh, you got to give them a credit card for what? Yeah. It's a party. You got to pay.
Black tie events are usually fundraisers. You're there to pay for the party. I mean, at some point, even if you're somebody's guest. Yeah. I mean, during the paddle raise, we gave money.
Oh, I mean, see, I didn't imagine
it's
that.
Going to a non. I mean, it's going to Catholic Charities. Do you know all the beautiful work that they do? Like, who are we supposed to be like, I loved the crab cake and the steak. You guys do not get anything.
So it's an obligation. They know what they're doing.
You don't have
black
to.
Black tie people.
I mean,
but
nobody's.
You're going to because you have to.
Yeah.
You should donate something.
I mean, it's just crazy when you're in a room full of people and they are donating like amazing amounts of money. I mean, I'm thinking like, I wish I had. Could I be your charity? Could you give me that much money just to exist?
God, I wonder how much. But yeah, speaking of donations, we Operation Dry Bottom. It ends today.
Yeah.
At midnight. We're ending it. But you know what? If you want to continue to donate, you can. We just you got to put a deadline on things like this. And then, so we had some last minute donations, today and even yesterday and the day before. I want to thank Christine, Aaron, Chantel. I love that name. And Christy. And that's Christy with a K, so you know who you are. And that way we got two Christies in there.
That's
Christy
fun.
With a C and Christy with a K. I do not know the total amount. I want to say it's pretty close to 2,500.
Okay.
Something like that. I won't know the total. We won't know the total amount until Friday because I didn't look.
No, I mean, it's kind of nice to have it donating. Be a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you to you guys. We appreciate you. 100%. And also what's going on is the 12 pods of Christmas. Do we want to give that out right now? I'm wrap these things. If you listen, you know, that's the beauty about podcasts, because you guys are fantastic and you're dedicated supporters and you listen. So, you know, it's not like it's radio where you're just flipping dials because what you're listening to is not what you want to listen to.
Right.
Like commercials and bad music, you know, stuff like that. So this is even more easier to describe. But there's a lot. This is number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only unwrapping 12.
Yep.
Do you want to say what it is so I don't butcher it?
Well, it's the white elephant.
No. This is rub. Yeah.
This is a surprise rub to me.
It is?
I mean,
white elephant is 12.
Okay.
Now you guys know what 12 is. So
we can
there
edit.
You go. All right. It's RUB, Rub Rotisserie Urban Bistro. It's located in Exarban. It's fantastic. They have this broccoli salad type deal, Molly, that I can't stop eating it. Last time I was there, I grabbed a thing to go, and it's enough for two people, right? And I'm eating in the car now, driving down the interstate.
Oh, really?
It's that good. You can't stop eating it. We have it every holiday. It's broccoli and it's got some type of maybe a cranberry thing and some nuts and, you know, that kind of spread. Yeah. And it's just fantastic. So the word is going to be that's just what word? What's a good word? I don't want to do broccoli. People misspell that all the time.
Chicken. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. Chicken. One of the good things that they serve at Rub. God,
yeah,
that's
it is.
Great. I didn't know about the broccoli salad. I love broccoli.
Hands down the greatest. So what, and then in the potatoes, Molly. So the chicken is rotisserie, right? Mm-hmm. And all the juices are dripping down into the potatoes. And they're roasted potatoes.
Yes.
And then that goes with you when you eat, when you order it.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just 100% delicious. So there you go. Take the word chicken to bigpartyshow.com and just drop it right there. All right, we got a message from Sally. You want to hear what she has to say? All right, here's Sally right here. Sally?
Hey, guys. It's Sally. And I just want you to know that I am currently listening to yesterday's podcast. And I just passed the part where Molly said something to Party about role-playing with Wylene. And she goes, what do? Ask her to cross her eyes and talk in a southern voice. That is hilarious. I laughed so hard. I almost peed myself. And if you were on here, I would talk about it with you, but you're not. It's just me talking to me. And I almost said period, like I'm talking through my text message. Period. But I'm not. Anyways, I also heard that you guys were saying that nobody ever calls you. So here I am. I was like, I bet I can find their number. And now I'm going to call them and I'm going to talk to them through myself. Period.
Exclamation
okay,
point.
I'll stop. I just wanted to highlight that that was really funny. I will never, if I ever come across them, take a person that has crossed eyes seriously because I'll think that they're Southern. I enjoy your show. I'm listening all the time, whether it's the exact day or if it's a different day. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. There you go.
Sally, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Made my day. That's hysterical.
That's how I talk. Also, when I'm on text, I say comma and period. It's amazing.
Do you
how,
really?
Oh, yeah. Because otherwise, then it puts a comma in there. It's pretty interesting that, you know, your phone's able to do that. Mm-hmm. Instead of just putting the word comma, literally comma, and then it makes a comma. You don't do that? You haven't tried that?
No.
No?
I don't voice text a lot. I will once in a while.
I mean, I'm just like voice everything. Like notes.
Oh, yeah. No. I text. And then as far as notes, like I guess either I record them where they're audio notes, like they don't, and whatever they transcribe, but like I'm not reading to them. Like I'm doing an audio note and then it just transcribes the audio note.
Okay. So you don't use the words comma and period and exclamation point and anything like that. Okay. All right. It's magical.
Is it?
It is magical. It's like magic. 100% magic.
What happens like when you see that they're not putting in a comma? Does that screw you up?
No, it doesn't. It never does it. It just does it. Yeah. So I can be like, hey, you know what? Make sure you text Molly, comma, about this and that, period. And it will do it. Magic. Yeah.
You're magic. Like, I talked to my phone.
Yeah. I saw A-list stuff. I saw today that Leonardo DiCaprio, he's never watched Titanic.
I don't blame him. That would be weird.
He was in it. Why wouldn't you watch it? Maybe a lot of movie actors don't watch their work.
Yeah, there are ones where it's like, I did it. I'm done. I don't want to watch it. They have a hard time watching themselves. So like they'll go to the screening and they'll leave. That's wild though that he hasn't. I mean, because Titanic's been out for so long. Like at some point, aren't you like, you know what? I'm gonna watch it. Like that was me 20 years ago. Let's check it out. Like that is kind of wild that at this point in time he still has not seen it.
I've seen it one time.
Only once.
Yes. Remember? I don't know if you remember, but people, I never saw it either. But then in my adult life, I decided I better just go and watch it because it came back to the movie theater for
the anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I went and watched it. And I thought it was amazing. All right. It was good. Yeah. It's good. I love the Titanic stories and stuff.
It's good. It's stinking amazing. The fact that, I mean, it's not even so much, it's less about the story. Like I'm like, Jack and Rose, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
What James Cameron created, how he did the boat, just the amount of detail, the extent that he went to recreate it, like how involved he got. That thing's amazing. Did you go to the James Cameron exhibit when it was down at the Durham?
I did not. No, I didn't. I should.
Oh my God. It was so cool. I mean, and so you're seeing all this stuff. It's just the attention to detail. Like he basically recreated whole rooms that would have been the Titanic. Like he rebuilt part of the Titanic.
Well, doesn't he have something that just becomes what's out now?
Avatar.
It just broke. Mm-hmm. You know what? I just saw an interview with him and he said that a lot of people think that Avatar is AI and it's all computer animation and all that stuff. He said it's not. He said, no, we don't do that. So he creates, like
green
you said.
Green screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, green screen. And then it showed, he has that where you put on the uniform or those buttons. And
yeah, like they've got 50 the balls different things. All over them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how he does that. You know, AI.
He is a savant. I mean, he created a specific camera to go down and see the Titanic. I mean, it's because of him that some of that technology exists because it didn't exist and he wanted to do it. So he's like, all right, I guess I'll just make it myself. And so then he did. And now scientists use it. Like, how weird is that? Like that a guy that makes movies, now scientists are like, thanks for the camera, guy. Now we can see underwater.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think he's great. But I don't know. I think Titanic's not a dude movie. you know, like they always have to turn it into a love story. I get it, to keep people going. The same thing with all of them, you know, mm-hmm. all of them, they're, everything. There's always that love interest somewhere. I don't like it. I don't like
love's
it.
Love's not real.
No, that's not real. That stuff isn't real. You know, so yeah.
I saw an interesting thing on page six where Riley Keough, she is the granddaughter of Elvis Presley. She's Lisa Marie's daughter, Priscilla Presley's granddaughter. And apparently there's this lawsuit going on because, you know, Lisa Marie passed away and it's all been about her estate yeah. figuring out what that and the other. And in this lawsuit, one of the things that's revealed is that Riley Keough is the biological mother of John Travolta and Kelly Preston's son, Ben.
So she gave up.
She gave eggs in order for them to be able to conceive. I guess.
Would you ever do that? I mean, I guess there's an age limit.
If somebody came to me, like if I had friends that like if somebody came to me and they were like, we're having the hardest time and, you know, we love you and we would love to have. I mean, I'm not saying I would for sure do it, but I would consider it. It's really invasive. I mean, it's not an easy thing.
So you're talking about you would insert the eggs in you and have the baby?
No, no.
Would you do that?
I don't think I could do that.
Okay. What if it was like the old fashioned way? Like you have to have sex with
absolutely
a hunky
not.
Dude.
A hunky dude. You're like, listen, he's super hot and he wants a kid, but not with you. But he wants to get with you so he can have a kid with the other person. You're like, no, what? No, no.
It's the old fashioned way, Molly. You know?
Hey, would you do that for a friend if he was like, listen, I don't have the stuff, but you do. And my wife really wants to have a baby old fashioned way.
And I'm single or like no. right now,
anytime.
Oh, so single. I can do that as single.
OK.
I mean, I'm just asking. Am I married at this point?
Listen, you didn't ask me that.
Oh, so you're just immediately no. Chris Hemsworth.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. Married or not, absolutely not. So for you, okay. if suddenly being single makes a difference that you want to sleep with your buddy's wife.
Wife. Is he watching to make sure it's not creepy and crazy?
This is creepy. Your level of question asking. This isn't a real scenario. This is just something fun for the show.
It's no dumb questions, Molly. There you go. All right. So
would you sleep with your friend's wife?
No, I would never do that. It would be weird. It would, you know, am I sober?
Is she wearing a blindfold?
She'd need to.
Yeah. She's like, really, of all your friends, he's the one you chose? I think I'd rather never have a child. Like, let's just get a bunch of dogs.
Oh, that's rude. That's rude. We'll just end on rude today. All right, we're going to get out of here, okay? So make sure you rate, review, and if you can, make a donation because, you know, today's the last day to donate. And you can do that at bigpartyshow.com. We'll see you back on Monday. We're only a few days away from Christmas. Oh, my God. It's only a few days away.
I know.
And, by the way, the lottery. All right, drawing is Saturday. It's worth $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion.
The husband to go buy a ticket.
I was wondering, does he still do that to his?
He used to do it because there was somebody who sold it in his office building.
Okay,
but you know he's off for the holidays now. I'm just going to tell him, you know what, schlep on down to the convenience
go get
store
one.
And buy one. Yeah,
I never know. I mean, does he do? I mean, he used to come home and
tell the kids.
Tell the kids that you guys won.
Yeah, I got the winning ticket, and then they'd wait up. Did we win? My God, this is the same man that told you you were getting a flu shot. Stop listening to the things he says. They're only disappointing.
I was talking to Wylene today, and I said, all right, Wylene, it's up to $1.5 billion, and the payoff is $686 million. And I said, what would you want to do? And she said, well, I would just take the 686. I said, why would you do that, though? Because it's 30 payments that increases 5% every year, you know, for 30 years. And should you pass away, that money goes to the family still. It still goes. It doesn't just disappear. And then so she said that she would take it because of that Publisher Clearinghouse story that you had talked about. Yeah.
I would take it.
You would take that money, just take it?
Yeah. Take the money and run. Who cares? At that point, you're like, I mean.
It is a lot. Yeah,
I just want all of it now. I'll figure out what to do with it. Oh, no. Okay. Boo, hoo, hoo. Did I not get $400 extra million dollars? I'll just cry on my pile of $600 million.
Well, that's before taxes, too. I didn't know that payoff is also before taxes. And I think out of the $1.5 billion after taxes, you only are taking home only like $960 million if you took the 30-year.
Leave it to you. I'm just the cloud in a gorgeously blue
iridescent sky.
You're like, what I said to her.
No, I'm not saying boo at all. I'm just saying, hey, you know, but she did make a valid point about if it disappears, the lottery, which it's never going to disappear. I don't think.
You never know. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I've never heard that before. What does that mean? A bird in the hand.
It means you've got it. You don't let it go on the promise of getting the two that you don't have. Just be happy with the one you've got.
Okay. All right.
So like if they're like, here's $600 million, or you can hold. I'm like, no. I just want it. Just.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't trust you. I don't trust what you're going to do. I don't trust anybody.
I don't trust anyone. All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.